Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some of the things we're seeing with heifer replacement prices as we move into 2025. Seems as though with a little bit of an increase in the price of milk and a great increase in the demand for dairy heifers, those prices have jumped up in the last few months. One of the things that's pushing this is our utilization of beef semen on some of our dairy animals to create the beef by dairy crosses that we're seeing in the feed yards. So one of the things I want to encourage our dairy farmers is to carefully consider how many heifers they actually need to produce every year to have enough replacements for their herd. And one of the things that is often left out in this discussion is what we call the heifer completion rate. In other words, every heifer that is bred on your farm is not going to make it into your lactating cow herd. So, how large does your heifer herd need to be? Well, you got to take into consideration the losses that are going to occur in that two-year period. That could be increasing that expectation by 20% to make sure you can cover this, or take a look at the information from your own herd, determine how you actually are doing. Maybe you can get by with 15% extra heifers planned for to cover these losses. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to carefully consider the size of their heifer replacement herd, as we will likely see higher prices for heifers in the coming months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.